In Iraq today, there's been continued violence alongside political infighting between Kurdish and Shiite members of the government. In the latest of several attacks on senior officials, Iraq's oil minister survived an assassination attempt. American forces are conducting an offensive in an area by the Syrian border. NPR's Ann Garrels joins us from Baghdad. Let's talk about that. What is the last thing? What is the objective of the offensive in the north?
Well, it's basically to try and wipe out insurgents in a rather small area, just 8 miles from the Syrian border, which the militants have controlled. And this is just the latest in a number of offenses up in the north to try and disrupt the flow of foreign fighters coming into Iraq and their supply network. U.S. forces, largely Marines, have reportedly killed about 20 armed insurgents and captured a lot of weapons. But there are also reports indicating that many of the insurgents may have actually slipped away before the Marines got there.
And yesterday, the terrorist group Al-Qaeda in Iraq claimed to have captured two Marines who were part of this offensive. Is there any more information on this?
No, not really. The Marines have said there are no indications the claim is true. Militants have made false claims about kidnappings in the past.
So, Annie, the referendum on the Constitution is less than 2 weeks away. How is all the violence affecting that?
Well, on the one hand, voter registration is high. Shiites and Kurds will vote yes because the Constitution will give them greater autonomy and control of their resources. But Iraq's Sunni Arabs are likely to vote no because they fear the Constitution discriminates against them and could well lead to the breakup of the country. At the moment, there are backroom talks to try to add language to the Constitution which reinforces Iraqi unity, but this isn't going to lessen concerns. And these efforts to calm the Sunnis have been undercut by a move in the Shiite-dominated parliament. The Sunnis are hoping they can defeat the Constitution by mustering two-thirds in three provinces. But Parliament suddenly reinterpreted the rules, declaring this has got to be two-thirds of registered voters rather than two-thirds of those who vote, and that really raises the bar. The violence and the split on the Constitution has a lot of Iraqis at the moment fearing their society is simply breaking apart from within. And it's really shaken up people here because it's now no longer just the violence isn't just against the U.S. occupation. It's increasingly taking on a sectarian nature. You've got dramatic car bombs against Shiite marketplaces, attacks on Shiite police and politicians. You had the murder of Shiite teachers. And while there's been no wholesale response by the Shiites, there is nonetheless a steady retaliation by Shiite militias and shadowy groups who are picking off Sunnis and forcing Sunnis out of certain neighborhoods. You've got people who once lived together just now not knowing who's against them.
And just very briefly, the political crisis that seems to have emerged between the Shiites and the Kurds, what's at the heart of that?
Well, on the one hand, as we've talked about, you've got disaffected Sunni Arabs, and now the Kurds, who are the minority but key members of the coalition government, are complaining that Shiites are monopolizing the government and not living up to promises they've made. Iraq's Kurdish president, Jalal Talabani, has accused the Shiite leadership of refusing to make promised decisions on issues important to the Kurds, especially on the contested city of Kirkuk.
And thanks very much, NPR's Ann Garrels in Baghdad.